News that Australia is about to embark on a wide-ranging royal commission into child abuse has made headlines around the globe.
BBC World Service. This is Tim Franks with NewsHour.
The Australian government has announced a national inquiry.
Its details are still to be worked out, but it could run for years. It will have no shortage of material to deal with. Even as it was being announced, New South Wales police were laying charges against a former teacher and a Catholic brother. The two men, aged 58 and 59, were arrested last night and charged with a number of offences dating back 25 years. Meanwhile, the senior police officer who broke ranks to speak out against the police handling of sex abuse allegations involving the clergy says he'll now have to quit his job. Lindy Kerrin reports.
Detective Inspector Peter Fox says the Prime Minister's announcement of a royal commission is great news.
Yeah, of course I'm elated as well. And I was actually talking to a radio station yesterday when the news came through, and my wife didn't know what to do. She burst into tears, and she actually rang the family of one victim. And as soon as I hung up, the first thing I did is ring another victim that I've been in contact over the years, and yeah, there were plenty of tears, let me tell you.
It's been less than a week since the senior police officer went public about sexual abuse within the Catholic Church. He says he's pleased the Royal Commission will go wider than the Catholic Church.
There's so many other things that are wrong within other religious institutions and groups within this country. You know, I have made the comment. I am aware a colleague actually rang me only recently about his concern about the mishandling of matters concerning the Anglican Church. Yeah, broad-ranging. Do I regret that? Not at all, because that just means there's so many more kids out there and families that it'll be helping.
But breaking ranks has taken its toll. Peter Fox says while he's been inundated with messages of support by some, he's been ostracised by what he calls a small, seedy element of the police force.
At the end of the day, Lindy, I'm a big boy, and I was expecting all that to happen, and none of it shocked me. Ask anybody else in the police force that's ever spoken out. I'm not a kid that walked out of the academy yesterday. I've got 35 years, so I walked into this with my eyes wide open, and I knew what the ramifications would be, and it didn't shock me.
Do you have a future with the police force?
Sadly, no. You know, and as I said, I made that decision some time ago when I went on sick report. I have loved the police force so much. I have still got family members in the police force, and I regret that my disengagement from them will probably come a little bit earlier than what I was hoping. But, you know, look at what we've got, and if me saying that has caused this Royal Commission, or partly towards it, it's been worth that sacrifice.
The federal government says it wants to have the terms of reference for the Royal Commission finalised by the end of the year. But Father Frank Brennan from the Australian Catholic University told Lateline he's concerned the inquiry won't be specific enough.
I think a commission of the breadth that the Prime Minister has announced, if it was to be anything more than broad brush, but if it were to have the particularity that we were looking for with state inquiries, I think it will take at least 5 years.
As the Prime Minister made the announcement in Canberra, the sex crimes unit within the New South Wales Police Force was making its move on two men for alleged crimes committed against children in the late 80s and 90s. The teacher and Catholic brother have been charged in relation to assaults against two 13-year-old boys and an 8-year-old girl in 1997 and 1985. The alleged offences occurred on the school grounds of a Catholic college in Blacktown and at a Catholic primary school at Leila Park, both in Sydney's west. The teacher has been released and will appear at the Blacktown local court next month. The Catholic brother, who now lives on the Central Coast, was refused bail and will appear at the Wyong court today.
Lindy Kerrin reporting.